How did Doc Hudson die? I mean, the fabulous Hudson Hornet was a racing legend who spent his final years as the crew chief for one of the greatest race cars of all time. So how is it possible that he couldn't be repaired? It's not like Lightning would have spared any expense getting his mentor the necessary care and parts that he needed. I just assumed after surviving his career-ending crash in 1953 that he could live through anything, but even with all of the resources at his disposal, he couldn't stay alive forever. And today, I want to understand why. By the way, I just wanted to say thank you to you. It's because of you watching these videos that I'm able to continue to celebrate the characters, the worlds, and the storytelling within animation. If you'd like to go another huge step forward in supporting all of the Disney and Pixar videos I create here on the channel, consider clicking the join button and becoming a member. With your direct support, you'll personally be helping me ensure that I'm able to keep creating long into the future without being burdened by the stress of algorithms and views. I don't want to become dependent on sponsors and brand deals. I want to focus on building our community of passionate and optimistic Disney fans. So it would mean a lot to me if you considered becoming a member of the channel today. Now, one thing I didn't realize when I started to look into Doc Hudson's death is the fact that he is absolutely not the only vehicle that we know of who has died in the world of cars. I mean, we were introduced to this idea even back in the original movie. Stanley, the founder of Radiator Springs, is no longer with the town. That's why he has a statue in his honor outside the courthouse, which I completely took for granted. Then in Cars 2, the American spy Rod Redline died by the hands of Professor Z and the Lemons when his engine exploded. And later on in the spin-off series Planes, which takes place in the same world, Dusty's mentor Skipper revealed that he had an entire squadron of planes get shot down while serving during a war. And in the sequel, we're shown a whole wall dedicated to fallen fighter fighters from throughout the years. But how could all of these deaths happen? Well, I think the most obvious explanation for why a car could die would be because they can't be fixed. If there isn't a mechanic present, or if a vehicle crashes where no one can get to them, or if there's no way to get the part that's necessary to keep them going, then they would be shut down. I mean, we've been told that many parts are able to be replaced. Everything from tires to an entire engine block can be swapped out, and accessories are no big deal to add on to. Like Lightning added working headlights to himself, and Mater has gone through so many modifications throughout his life that I can't even list them all here. I mean, at one point, he even added wings to himself and was able to fly. Now, if you want to learn about every wild story from Mater's past, I'll leave a link to my video on his backstory down in the description. But my point is that there seems to be no limits as to what could be updated within a car. I mean, everyone even believed that Miles Axelrod was able to convert himself from a combustion vehicle to an electric car. It all seems to be possible as long as a car can actually get a hold of parts that are compatible with them. You see, in the world of cars, we're shown that it's much more difficult to stay operational when you're a less common or out of production vehicle. If you hope to stay running, you have to do everything in your power to remain in possession of parts you might need, or else you risk potentially no longer functioning. We saw this in Cars 2 when Mater discovered that Lemons were buying original parts for themselves on the black market, and something similar happened to Dusty in Planes 2. Since Dusty's gearbox was out of production and was discontinued for a long time, there was no way for him to have it replaced when it broke. Dusty and his friends turned to many parts shops in search of a gearbox, but none of them were able to find one for his model. Later on, a brilliant mechanic inevitably built him a completely new gearbox, but most vehicles aren't so lucky. If Dusty wouldn't have had his gearbox reconstructed, he might have never been able to fly at high speeds again without a risk of crashing. What this all means is that if a manufacturer decides to no longer support specific parts or support an entire model of vehicle, they are ensuring that all of those vehicles who rely on those parts will no longer be able to function long into the future. That's an incredibly powerful position to be in, and I have to wonder who is allowed to be making those kinds of decisions for vehicles across the world. I mean, no wonder Miles Axelrod and his Lemons in Cars 2 were attempting to control oil production. If they didn't try to become the most powerful cars in the world, they would have never had a shot at putting their parts back into production so that they could keep themselves running. But to bring this all back to Doc, if he no longer had access to new parts for his vehicle model, then anything from a small crash to a simple mechanical failure could have been enough to halt his ability to keep driving forever. Back in the 50s, when he was a wrecked racer, he was a common car, so of course, it was simpler in those days to get everything he needed to get back on the road. But by the time he met Lightning, he was vintage. There was no longer any guarantee that he would make it through when damages inevitably came his way. But that doesn't mean he would immediately die. You see, so far we've only been discussing one of the systems that exists within cars. We've only focused on the mechanics that allow cars to drive, but I actually think the systems that keep cars alive are completely separate. You see, we've always known that cars had a mouth and eyes, but in the Essential Guide for Cars 3, we're told that one of the reasons that Lightning is such a great racer is because he has an exceptional racing brain. There's an organic system within the cars that allows them to be conscious and alive. And we saw this all the way back in the original Cars movie. When Lightning popped his tires, he could drag himself to the finish line by hopping and scooting his way across. And later on, when Lightning ran out of gas, he could still rotate his tires and shimmy around to talk to Sally and the sheriff. If he was a real car, running out of gas would mean that eventually all of Lightning's systems would shut down. But he doesn't. There's aspects of his body that he can still control. Even without gas, Lightning remained fully sentient and alive, and Cars on the Road takes that idea one step further by showing us Mater coming face to face with death. Now, this is an insane moment because this shows us that every car has a soul. And what's really interesting about this reveal is that it happens in the same episode where we see a car door being opened, from my understanding, for the first time in this world. When Mater's soul snuck back into his body behind Death's back, his soul re-entered into the cabin through the door in the exact same place where we were shown where Lightning's brain exists. A car's soul exists during their life within their mind, but once they die, they're either reaped or they linger across the world. Again, in Cars on the Road, when Lightning McQueen enters a haunted house, he comes face to face with real car ghosts. It's clear that the cars aren't just some kind of hyper-intelligent machine. They are truly alive, and their deaths are common, expected, and meaningful. Production designer Harley Jessup even explained in the art book for Cars 2 that when you see smashed car bodies in this world, you realize they are the skeletons of once living creatures. Within a car's mental body exists living and breathing organic life, and I think that's what inevitably failed within Doc. I don't believe Doc died because he couldn't get a new engine or some panel work done. Something went wrong within the organic systems within him. And from my understanding, he passed due to natural causes. Now, of course, there's no official explanation that provides us with the exact circumstances that caused Doc's death. Someday we may find out he died from a crash, or maybe he became sick like his voice actor Paul Newman. But according to Jay Ward, the creative director of the world of Cars, there was a draft of Cars 3 that would have shown Doc's death. Lightning would have been driving with Doc following close behind him until the good old Fabulous Hudson Hornet couldn't keep going. And personally, I love this idea. We're all only given a short time to be alive, and most of us will have no control over what our final moments might look like. But for Doc, he got to spend his final moments driving his heart out with the race car who had brought joy, happiness, and peace back into his life. Now, if you'd like to learn more about Doc Hudson's entire life, I'll leave my video on his story linked down below. And let me know why you think cars are alive in the comments, because that's a topic I'd like to break down in a larger way in the future. But until then, I'm Isaac Carlson. Thanks for watching, and have a magical day.